Today, President Bush meets with Chinese President Hu Jintao at the White House. They're discussing trade, security, and human rights. But they also visited a topic that we covered on our show yesterday, China's role in the conflict in Darfur, Sudan. We received an email from a listener who wanted to know more about the relationship between China and Sudan, in particular, what influence China might have in facilitating a peace agreement in Sudan, and what sanctions or conditions it might impose on Sudan to achieve that peace. So we've invited Stephen Morrison to answer those questions. He's director of the Africa Program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, and he joins us from their studio in Washington, D.C. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
First, can we back up and get a sense of what is the nature of the relationship between China and Sudan? China has had an interest in Sudan for many years. What is that interest, and what's Sudan getting out of it?
The biggest aspect is China came in the mid-90s to advance the oil sector. The big discoveries in Sudan's oil sector were made by a U.S. firm in the late 70s, early 80s, and then the sector languished. Chinese came in, they constructed a pipeline, they brought on stream the production that began in late 98 into 99, which is now over 300,000 barrels per day. They invested about $4 billion in that sector, and China now takes in about 6-7% of its oil imports from Sudan, which in China's view is a strategic asset.
How does this relationship affect the conflict in Darfur, in your view? Do you think they're connected?
Well, I think they're certainly connected. China is one of the permanent five members of the UN Security Council. In 2004, when Darfur became a big recurrent issue in the UN Security Council deliberations, and there was discussion around threatening or imposing sanctions upon Sudan, it was China and Russia which were the major blocks on that. That's been a big constraint.
Hard to know how to assess something like this, but do you think, and I may be asking you to speculate beyond your comfort zone, but do you think that China has any interest in resolving this issue and seeing peace in Sudan?
I think the Chinese position is not a fixed position necessarily. They clearly have deep sunken investment in Sudan that they regard as strategic, and they're not going to compromise that, and that puts a big block on their ability to act with real decision to help end the awful events that are ongoing in Darfur. However, they also are sensitive to the kind of criticism and reputational costs that they're enduring because of their apparent complacency around these horrific acts that are going on in Darfur. And the U.S. has begun a strategic dialogue with them. They have stood to the side when some modest sanctions have been imposed upon Sudanese figures who are thought to be culpable with some of the violence in Darfur, but much more action could happen. They also have been encouraged by the U.S., by the British, and by others to get much more aggressive in their dialogues with Khartoum to rein in the Janjaweed militia in Darfur, who account for much of the displacement and violence against innocent civilians, to convince Khartoum to allow the conversion of the African Union peacekeeping force into a UN operation with NATO support, and to encourage Khartoum to get to the negotiating table, which is in Nigeria, to negotiate a fair and lasting solution to the crisis in Darfur.
Do you ever envision a scenario where China would issue an ultimatum to Khartoum, stop buying oil, for example, if the conflict isn't resolved? Do you think that that's at all in the realm of possibility?
I do not think that is realistic for the reason that I cited at the outset, which is in China's view, China is very, very externally dependent upon imported energy resources to sustain its high level of growth. It has to actively and assiduously seek out new sources. It has been able to secure a reliable access out of Sudan. It's not going to compromise that. So I don't see it threatening to cut off its purchase of oil out of Sudan. And even if it were not strategic, because for the simple reason that if it were to turn away under current circumstances and say we're not going to buy this, there would be other ready buyers for the oil coming out of Sudan.
Stephen Morrison, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Michelle.
Stephen Morrison is director of the Africa Program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. He joined us from their studio in Washington, D.C. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Neil Conan returns on Monday. I'm Michelle Martin in Washington.